So Tommy, I saw one white cow this morning, and this is the island of the white cow, right? What is the origin of that?
Well, the origin of the legend is that Boffin was, I can't remember the exact name, but it was a floating island that had no fixed position and was always shrouded in mist. That part I can believe. And these two fishermen from Omi Island landed on the island at the North Beach, and they saw a lady driving a white cow along the beach, and she was hitting it with a stick, and they were shocked to see her hitting this white cow with a stick. So they confronted her, and she struck the cow again, and it turned into a white stone, and she jumped into the sea and disappeared. And they lit a fire in the mist, disappeared, and the island got a fixed position and became the island of the white cow. So I was trying to research this, and I know there's an Inish Bofina, an Inish Boffin, in Loch Ree, and the story there is that white cows, or white heifers in particular, and Finna doesn't really mean white as such, it means fair, like fair-haired, like blonde. And so white cows were considered sacred, and their milk was considered sacred at a certain time. I even heard a story that in ancient Irish Christianity they used milk in baptism. The Maasai, I think, do something similar. And like the white elephant, this white animal being sacred. So her stricken it was an act of kind of paganism and disrespect. And as opposed to just being animal lovers, this is what they were protesting against. And the light and the fire is often associated with the modern, with technology, the first technology being fire and whatever. So it was almost a protest of almost like Christianity versus paganism, perhaps, if you don't read too much into it, but yeah, that's the origins of it.
But there's no white stone on the beach, is there?
There isn't any white stone. some people claim that there's certain stones out there that represent this white cow, but I've never seen them.
Anyway, great story. Thanks, Tommy.